I want to tell you the story about a young, shy girl, her foreign lover, and their torrid, life-altering affair. The story of my sexual awakening. I was recently dumped when I saw him. The being a rugged, mysterious, passing stranger from Spain. I remember the first time I saw him. I was taking Spanish classes at the New York Public Library during the weekends in an attempt to better my self-confidence and to give me something to brag about. The class was held in the basement of the library, and unsurprisingly, I had gotten lost trying to find the right room within the vast numbers of corridors and room numbers underneath the library, and apparently so had he. He was tall, broad, and he wore glasses. Glasses. And I melted. His eyebrows were thick, and his jawline square. His chocolate eyes brightened when I told him that I was looking for the same area he was trying to find, and he smiled at me. His smile had a distinct way about it that made me want to make him smile for the rest of my life. Whether it had been at me doing something good or something stupid. He had spoken to me in broken English, asking if he could tag along with me in search of these seemingly non-existent classrooms. He had an accent. I was floored. As it turned out, he was staying in the U.S. temporarily with a few other students from his hometown, a work-study thing a local college was doing with some of their students for an entire semester. And the moment I met him, I knew that I was attracted to him. But it wasn't merely his physical appearance or his gorgeous body, although I very much liked looking at both of those, that pulled me to him like a magnet. It was his adventurous life which contrasted mine in every aspect, and how he looked at the world in such a way that everything posed an opportunity for him. And also the fact that I wanted to fuck his brains out every chance that I could. And we do just that. About 2 weeks after we had met and gotten to know each other a little more, I had suggested the idea that he could help me with my Spanish while I taught him English. We were alone in my apartment, single, and 19 years old. There wasn't much preventing the inevitable. He took my face in his hands and he kissed me for the first time. His lips gentle and cautious against mine. Oh, but I wanted him to be rougher, eager, demanding. I pounced on him and caught him by surprise because he fell back on the rug of my living room from his sitting position on the floor. We laughed, and before I could catch my breath, he kissed me again. Just the way I wanted him to. Just the way I wanted him to kiss me the minute I caught sight of his mouth. The way his tongue moved against mine as he gripped my hair. It sent shivers down my spine in places I never knew could experience them. We never made it to my bedroom. His hands found their way up my shirt and gripped at my breasts over my bra. I squealed. He smirked. "You are virgin, Chiquita?" he asked me softly. I was more than inexperienced at the time, and he knew that. Telling him that I wasn't a virgin embarrassed me, but he wasn't surprised. He only nodded and began to kiss down my chest, unbuttoning my blouse as he went. It drove me wild, and I tried my hardest to stay still for him. When my shirt was open and my stomach was exposed, he wrapped his arms around my back and unclasped my bra. What he had done next, I had never seen any man do to a woman, ever. Not even in porn movies or dirty novels. He started at my navel, working his way down, slowly, up to my bra and took hold of it in his teeth. He pulled it back down and off my body in one swift motion as I watched him. I was unbearably wet by that, and I didn't know why that turned me on so much, as simple of a gesture that it was. My face was flushed, and it made him smile. Fuck, that boy knew how to tug at my heartstrings. And my G-string. I want to teach you some more dialect, he said to me quietly as he slid his fingers up my thighs and held on to the elastic of my panties. I only nodded dumbly and let him pull my panties down. Over my thighs, and then my knees, until I had watched them go into the back pocket of his jeans. I'm pretty sure those pink lace panties are still with him to this day. The dynamic of our fervent attraction to one another was nothing more of a surprise to me. He was an experienced, eccentric stranger from a European country, and I, a shy, insecure college student from Jersey, who had only had sex about 2.5 times in her life. So, you could imagine my utter shock and nervousness when he began to move closer and closer in between my thighs. Face first. Now is the part of the story where you can ask, Lix, are you saying that you didn't know what oral sex was? Really? Yes. Like I said before, I was much more than inexperienced during that time, and giving head wasn't something that I learned right away. Oh, but don't worry. He was responsible for changing that. Very, very quickly.